My name is Jesse Mwai, and what a delight it is for me to be able to speak to you and share some words of wisdom. And today I just want to ask you a question. Where do you fit? Every one of us will always find ourselves, there's some places that we fit and there's some places that we just don't fit in. Whether it's in the marketplace, in the work environment, whether even in the church, you know, you'll find that sometimes that there are places, some places, even some churches that you may fit in, some churches you may not even fit in. Maybe a job situation, you find that maybe you even land a job, but you feel that a sense of that you're not quite fitting in that environment. Or maybe even in a social circle somewhere, and where you actually feel that I fit in this social circle, but I actually don't really fit in this other social circle. But for you to be able to know where you fit in, I think it is important for us, for you and I, to be able to work on certain things. And there are three C's that I want to challenge you on. The three C's are, number one is capability. The second thing is character. And finally, number three is your chemistry. Capability, character, and chemistry. Do you fit in? So the first thing, let's talk about your capabilities. Every one of us must be capable of certain things. There are some things that come naturally to us, they come easy for us, but it's also good for us to do our part and sharpen our capabilities. You must be good at something. What do people know you for? What are those things that you do so easily, you enjoy doing them? Those things that energize you, those things that set you apart, that when people talk about you, they think about you, they know so-and-so is a good organizer, so-and-so is a good orator, so-and-so can do this, can do that, he's a good teacher, he's a trainer, he's a coach, he's this and that. It's important for us to identify our capabilities, our talents, our giftings, and be able to continuously sharpen them. The second C, apart from your capabilities, is your character. Are you a man or a woman of character? What is your character like? Are you a man or a woman of integrity? Can you be trusted? You know, can people rely on you? Are you somebody that keeps your word? When you say you will do something, do you actually do it? Are you somebody whose life is characterized by honesty, trustworthiness? And when people think about you, you are a bastion of strength because they know this person, we can rely on them. We can trust their character. We can trust the person that they are. But then the third C is apart from your capability and apart from your character, the third C is your chemistry. Are you somebody who has chemistry? Now, you may be asking, what do you mean chemistry? See, I'm talking about your social skills, because you must develop certain social skills, right? So that you become attractive to people. You must develop a certain social IQ so that you know when to speak, when to be quiet, when to say what, when there's some things you shouldn't be saying in front of people, those kind of things. That's what improves your chemistry so that people become attracted to you. Now, I'll tell you this. When you work on your capabilities, you're consistently improving yourself and your abilities, and you are also consistently working on your character, you're working on your spiritual life, you're ensuring that you're a person of integrity, you are all considering doing an audit of yourself, your own characters, and one of you, and taking feedback from other people, but you're also working on your chemistry, your social skills, and learning how to interact with people in different settings, in different cultures, wherever you go. I assure you, you will find yourself fitting in certain places. And there are certain places you will actually not fit in. So don't expect to fit in everywhere, but expect that as you work on yourself in those three areas, that there are some places that will come easy for you. You'll be able to fit in. You'll be able to fit in among your own kind, among people who are going somewhere, among people who can sharpen you, people who can challenge you to become better. But then there are some places that you'll find, I don't fit. And the reason you don't fit in some of those places is because the values are very different. Maybe in that particular circle, maybe the things that they do, the way they think, the way they view life, you'll find that I don't quite fit in there. And that is perfectly okay. You are never meant to fit everywhere, but you are meant to fit where you're supposed to be growing, in a good place, in a good environment, among people who sharpen you. So where do you fit? Again, those three C's, just to remind you, work on your capabilities, become better at what you do. Ensure that every day you are going to learn something new every day. Your character, ensure that you're somebody who is a man of character. You're working in integrity and in honesty, and that you can be trusted, you're trustworthy. And then finally, chemistry. Ensure that you are developing your social skills. And may the Lord bless you, even as you find where you fit. Please feel free to share these words of wisdom, this clip, with a friend on all our social media platforms. And may the Lord bless you. Until next time.